Hans, today, authorities in Vienna, Austria, have canceled all of Taylor Swift, all of her concerts in Vienna that were scheduled as a part of her Eras tour because of a terrorism threat. What can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, this is not only a terrible disappointment for all the Swifties in Austria and Europe, but it is also one more example, and we are now in the dozens, of the Islamic State, whose members, according to the Australian authorities, have been arrested in Vienna, trying to pull off a spectacular attack in Europe. We had numerous arrests in Germany on and before and afterwards the European Football Championship. We had numerous arrests in France before and shortly before the opening ceremony in France and Belgium of IS cells that were trying to attack. And now we have this. And given the amount of work and commercial investment that go into a Taylor Swift concert, canceling all of the Taylor Swift concerts is done only after real deliberation of what the security situation is. And the fact that it's canceled means it is serious.
They had earlier said they would continue with the concert because they believed that they had mitigated the threat, but now they're canceling all of them. We've been told that there have been a couple of people arrested. Have you heard any details about any of that?
Only that very young guys, around 19, two of which have been arrested. But the problem is Austria, as Germany, has a quite active Islamist scene. We had seen German-Austrian connections, for example, last December, where a ISIS joint cell was arrested in Cologne and in Vienna that were trying to attack Christmas services in the two cathedrals, the Cologne Cathedral, which is one of the most famous ones in Europe, and of course the Vienna Cathedral, which is a very famous cathedral. So there is a significant network of Islamist sympathizers in both countries. The fact that they now canceled all three concerts tells me that there are indications that these individuals were not alone and that there's a support network that they haven't been able to uncover or haven't been able to arrest.
Yeah, what we've heard as well, Hans, too, is that in addition to these two people that were arrested, one in a place called Ternitz in the province of Lower Austria. A second arrest took place in Vienna when authorities searched the home of one of them. Nearby houses were evacuated because chemical substances had been found and were being examined. When suspects essentially collect and store chemicals for building explosives, that's a pretty dangerous thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classical move. Al-Qaeda, for example, when they attacked the concert in England of Ariana Grande, did something similar. So it is possible, of course, to do your own homemade explosives. I'm not going to talk about how that is working, but with rudimentary chemical knowledge and household chemicals and a bit of fertilizer, you can actually generate explosive devices. Ammonium nitrate is the key chemical here. Potassium chloride is the other one. So it is possible. The recipe has been online for decades. Very famously, the very first online journal in the world of an Islamist terrorist cell, Inspire, in its very first edition.
Yeah, I remember that.
The recipe. Yeah, it was called Make a Bomb in Your Mother's Kitchen. And that's exactly what this is. The good news is if individuals are trying to do homemade explosives, number one, it is quite as dangerous for the individuals making the bomb than for the intended victims. There was quite an interesting case in Spain a couple of years ago where ISIS guys tried to build a TATP explosive device and blew themselves up rather than anyone else. So it's dangerous for them, but also you have to purchase a combination of chemicals that is telling. And if you are under observation or, as was the case in 2015 in Germany, a cashier at the equivalent of Home Depot in Germany simply realized that a couple was buying extraordinary amounts of potassium chloride, for which there was no real explanation. And when she notified that to the police and the police searched the home, they found pipe bombs in the cellar of the capital of the couple, and they wanted to attack a bicycle race in Frankfurt. So these are indications which give at least the security forces a chance to intervene early before the attack goes ahead. Much, much bigger a chance than you have when you have a simple knife attack. But you do not attack a Taylor Swift concert with a knife. So I guess from the details that have emerged so far, this was a planned bomb attack closer to what Ariana's Grande's concert visitors had to endure a couple of years ago in Great Britain.
That's Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.